strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I am good. I think I'm doing better than most of the house guests in the Big Brother house, so that's a positive. And I'm very excited to talk about all of the craziness that happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think that yesterday on the feeds will probably be remembered in Celebrity Big Brother 2 history as the day the season just got nasty.
Yeah, this was brutal. It starts to veer into a place of, I don't know, the word is maybe uncomfortable, because that's how I felt watching a lot of this. I feel thankful, though, that Ryan, poor innocent baby Ryan, was able to make it out before all of this nastiness, because I don't know how he would have handled it. But we can break everything down.
Yeah, I feel like I need to, you know, there should be sirens. Big Brother 19 warning. Big Brother 19 warning.
That is, yes, that's out. exactly how I felt. And I remember you and I covered that morning when Paul and Josh were yelling at Jess and Cody. So this feels a little deja vu.
It's Fridays. What do they do? What do they do to them on Fridays?
Something in the air, Taryn. I don't know.
I guess so. I also want to give an adult language warning for this update, just in case there are any little children around. There's so much profanity that happens yesterday that I don't think we can get through this update without mentioning a little bit of it. So just watch out for that.
Yeah, as I was taking notes, I tried to, you know, edit myself so that I didn't say it on the podcast. And then it just got to a place where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. There's just so much. Yes. But we'll try.
So we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the feeds. And let's do it. All right. So we start the day. Just regular strategy, Big Brother. It's Tom and Candy. Tom's telling Candy about everything that happened. Similar kind of, you know, conversation that he had with Joey, where he's like, hey, this is what happened. I was going to use the veto and then the women betrayed us and so on and so forth. If you want to stay this week, you got to figure out how to get the person with the power, Tamar, to use it on you so that you're safe. He would love for that to happen because then he could backdoor Lolo. But unfortunately for Tom, that's not going to happen. So, but point is, he has a pretty good conversation with Candy here. It starts to feel a little good about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was very run of the mill. Like, okay, yes, normal sort of conversation. Now that after all the craziness that happened the night before that you and Puya talked about on the morning update, things are now starting to come out in the open, and Tom is more willing to talk to, you know, the people outside of the alliance about, look, this was the whole plan. This is what, you know, I really want to happen. Let's try to scramble to make something happen this week, even though it's not the original plan. So, okay, normal sort of behavior.
Yeah. Then we get a little crazy. I tweeted out that I feel like the rage virus was put into the breakfast of the house guests or something, or at least Natalie and Lolo's breakfast. Natalie, Tom, Kato, and Lolo get into a bit of a thing here, and it's a bit of a mess. So we'll try and make a little bit of sense of it. Kato is basically he's upset. He's feeling betrayed. He wants to he's kind of being passive aggressive in the house. And so he's kind of talking to Natalie and he's like, hey, you know, I wish we could have talked yesterday before the veto was used. That would have been great. And Natalie's like, look, you were in the bathroom with me multiple times. You could have talked to us whenever you wanted to. Don't give me this. Oh, I wish we could have talked when you are at fault just as much as us. And Lolo chimes in with like, oh yeah, you guys, you had no problem talking our ears off the day before, but all of a sudden you can't talk to us when the veto is going to be used. Oh boy. It's already starting to get out of hand.
This is like the start of sort of the two isolated conversations that were happening yesterday, essentially about why that side won't talk to us. Why won't they talk to us? And then Cato, I think, trying to be, I don't know, the mature adult, maybe decides to go to Natalie and try to get, you know, get this out in the open. Let's just talk about, you know, I feel like we should have talked yesterday. I can't believe we didn't. Although he doesn't necessarily go about it in like necessarily the best way. And then he asked Natalie if she'd ever been to acting academy because of all the, you know, drama and acting that she's doing. So very passive aggressive at this point until Lolo gets involved.
Yes, I will say nobody is innocent here except for Tom, who I feel like was pretty like good about things. Like Cato was immature. Lolo and Natalie were like, whoa, Ricky was being Ricky, you know, but through all of this, I feel like Tom is the one that has pretty much maintained his dignity. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, no one is playing a good game. So, like, you know, you've talked about this before. Like,
game-wise, we're not even talking game at this point.
Right, yeah, exactly. This isn't even about game. This is about just sort of maintaining your dignity as a person, I guess. Because, yeah, the behavior from everybody just is absolutely ridiculous. Except for, yeah, I would agree with Tom. Although Tom does his own, like, weird stuff. I mean, we'll get into this about him playing pool and testing out the pots and pans at 5 a.m. But I think maybe he just seems the most normal compared to everybody else. Yeah, I mean, Candy, obviously, of someone who's not involved, like, Candy is the one who's obviously the most sane. But, yeah, of the people involved.
Yeah, I'm talking team fun. Team fun only. Right, I feel like Tom is definitely the cleanest of them, although he doesn't have a routine quite as vigorous as Joey's. So anyway, Tom is like, OK, hey, guys, maybe we should talk about this privately. Maybe we should like go talk because they're in like the kitchen right now in the middle of everyone talking about like, oh, why didn't we talk to each other? You guys talked to us forever before. And Lolo's like, no. No, I'm not. I am not for this BS. I am not for this BS. And Cato's what? What did you say? I am not for this BS. And then Cato gets loud. He's like, have you taken an acting class? And he bangs on the counter. One or two times, it's two, but that's going to be a point of contention. I'm pretty sure it's two, actually.
I think it was two, yeah. And, but they were in rapid succession, so it, yeah, you know.
It was like, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. And Lolo, I am not an actor! He's like, I can tell!
So I am an athlete. My favorite part about all of this is just the way that it escalates, because it's like you said, Tom Green is just trying to say, hey guys, so like maybe we should talk about this in private, because that's what you should do. But no, they're going to just talk about it out in the open. And essentially it all boils down to the fact that Cato is saying, look, we didn't talk yesterday. You know, Lolo was, the words he chose were out cold, meaning that she was asleep, which Lolo takes offense to. What do you mean I was out cold? Kato's like you were asleep, you know, the phrase out cold. And so that happens. The whole acting class thing happens. And there's a lot of yelling, a lot of you guys are pieces of shit from Lolo, a lot of that. So, yes, lots and lots of yelling. And then, of course, Tom Green in the background just being like, well, we know what you guys did.
Yeah.
Very calmly. You know what we did? Blah, 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 blah. Lots and lots of yelling.
You know, you've pissed off everyone in the house. Everyone hates you. Nobody likes you anymore.
Yeah. And then my favorite thing also is just, of course, we've seen this before where Tom tells one story that is different than, you know, Tamar in the previous example. And this is going to be the same thing. You know, once they actually disperse a little bit from the kitchen, then Tom Green, well, we know what you guys did. And then Natalie in the background, oh, we know what you guys did. You saying we know what you guys did, just yelling. And then, of course, you know, the whole like everything just starts to come out in the open. Lots of yelling and lots of complete insanity.
Yes, it's really bad. And like you can tell that Lolo and Natalie in particular are just like they're very much they always talk about like you guys have pissed everyone off. And by everyone, they mean like Tamar, Ricky and themselves. Like and then everyone. Joey agreed with them. So like they're like, ha, look, everyone agrees. It's everyone. It's us plus like two people. That's everyone. We have so much confirmation about how we feel, and that means it's everyone.
Well, and so what's interesting is, of course, you have these super emotional people that are yelling, and then sort of the others in the group, the Candies, the Dinas, the Joeys of the world, that when somebody is yelling like that and being crazy, what are you going to go up to them and say, no, actually, I think you're wrong? So, of course, they're agreeing with them, saying, yeah, oh my gosh, that was crazy. Can you believe what they did? Because Lolo is acting like an insane person.
Yeah. And by the way, the sanest person in the house, Candy, not quite in agreement with them. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And Candy. Oh, my God. Candy doing her makeup in front of that mirror, just trying to be like, I'm just trying to stay out of this. Joey's like, how are you doing? She's like, I'm just trying to not get involved.
Yeah. So, yes, Tom pulls Kate away. They go away. We know what you guys did. Tom and Ricky are going to have a brief conversation Tom just goes up to Ricky. He's like, hey, Ricky, I've been trying to backdoor you for a while.
Yeah, I just want to get it out in the open. I've been trying to backdoor you for 2 weeks. Just straight up tells him.
Look, we don't have to pretend anymore.
Yeah, and that's what both sides were very happy later in the day to talk about. We don't have to fake this relationship. And Tom, well, he means it. He's just going to go straight up to Ricky and tell him exactly what's been going on.
Ricky, though, he is dedicated to his craft. Ricky, I was never pretending. I don't know. I never pretended.
Oh, my gosh. How could you do that to me? And then he just straight up leaves.
Yeah.
He's just like, he just gets and leaves. Like, I didn't even catch that line at first. I had to go back and rewatch it. Like, I didn't hear him say anything because Ricky was just staying in his zen way. It was crazy.
Yeah. We're going to get Lolo and Natalie talking with Dina. And Lolo starts this off like, look, Dina, I know that Tom and Cato put you up to that argument with Candy. I know they made you do it. And Dina's like, what?
Yeah, that's my favorite part about Dina this whole time is Dina has sort of no sense of what she really should be doing. She just sort of goes along with anything that like kind of makes sense to her. So, you know, Lolo and Natalie later, they're the emotional ones there. And Dina's just like, oh, that, no, who would say that about me? That's not true. That's not true. Let me like go. She was like, Dina, no, stop. Not right now, honey. Like, not right now.
Yeah. Natalie is telling Dina, you would be crazy if you walked around with Cato. If you were friendly with Cato, no. Everyone hates them. Everyone sees them for who they are. And you should, too. You should not be friends with Cato. You'd be crazy to do that. They are male chauvinist pigs. They are threatening women. Don't you associate yourself with them, Dina.
They are rude to everyone in the house. Oh, and then, of course, Lolo's lying about, oh, but I thought they were nice guys. I thought Tom and Cato were nice guys. But now they're threatening everyone and they're male chauvinist pigs, which then for a brief second, I was like, did I miss something? I feel like I'm watching an episode of a television show, but I missed the previous episode that set up all of this because I was really confused when they were threatening everybody and being rude to everyone in the house. Then I remembered the conversations from the night previous about them threatening people during, I guess, the veto ceremony or
hey,
whatever.
Don't forget the looks during the veto ceremony. The looks.
That's right.
The threatening looks. Don't forget Tom playing murder mystery. That was very threatening.
Threatening. Oh, and my other favorite part was they're threatening only the women in the house.
Yeah.
Have you seen them threatening Ricky? They didn't threaten Ricky.
Never.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ricky's like yelling at like, I'm trying to do my yoga. Tom, can you just leave? This is disrespectful.
Yeah. Tom and Kato and Ricky get into a thing in the gym. Ricky's trying to do yoga and he just wants them to leave. And Kato's like, no, Tom, don't leave.
Yeah. Okay. So this conversation was really interesting because, okay, so you have the initial thing where Ricky's working out in the workout room and then Cato and Tom come in and then Tom tells Ricky about the backdoor thing. Ricky gets mad. Ricky leaves. And then this is when Ricky comes back in and then tries to have this, I don't know what he was trying to do, prove that Cato is not actually Tom's friend because he was so mad at Tom.
Fake.
It was like, why don't, Tom, why, you have a whole room to yourself. You keep talking about how amazing your HOH room is. Why don't you just go hang out in your HOH room? Tom's like, well, I want to sit in my room alone. And then he was like, why don't you have Cato go with you? Oh, wait, Cato's not going to come with you because Cato's not your real friend. He's not your real friend. Ricky, what are you even talking about right now?
Yeah. You know who else thought Cato was their friend? A certain other football player.
That's right. Yeah.
He didn't say that.
You know what happened? Yeah, that wasn't real. Fake news. Great joke, though. Good plug.
Lolo and Tom get into another confrontation. This is one of the worst of the day. Lolo, I'm not even sure how this started. I don't think we saw the beginning of it, but Lolo is just like yelling at Tom, screaming, you guys are pieces of shit. Guess what, Tom? You can't play. And Tom is like, well, I'll win the veto. She's like, good for you, Tom. You are a piece of effing shit. You are a terrible human being. You are a psycho, Tom.
So what was great about all of this was it's happening off camera. So the camera is on like Dina and Candy doing something super boring, or just like that Dina's just like confused. And all of a sudden you can hear it in the background. Lolo is yelling so loudly, insane things. I was so confused about where this came from. I mean, well, I can guess about where it came from because she was upset earlier, but it felt like, why is he a psycho? Was this like related to the HOH competition because he won the haunted house psycho murder competition? Maybe.
It's so over the top. She's like, is she genuine? Like, the psychologist should study Big Brother 19, Big Brother Celebrity 2. This is fascinating stuff, and it's disgusting about human nature, I think.
So I had flashbacks to remembering watching Lolo on Champs versus Pros, or whatever it was, on the challenge season that she was on. And I was like, oh, yes, I do remember. She yelled a lot. And so this isn't off brand necessarily for her. I think putting her especially in this house, you know, just sort of compounds that. But yes, I agree with you. It was some pretty interesting behavior.
Yes. Tom and Cato are going to talk together. Cato's like, I'm just trying to express that I feel hurt that they betrayed us, that they sided with Ricky over us. Something that hurts. I'm not trying to threaten anyone. He apologizes. I'm sorry, America, for blowing up on Lolo. I didn't mean to do that. Then they start to wonder, okay, with all these blowups, doesn't really seem like Joey's on our side here. Joey's still talking with them. They're screaming at us. Joey's talking with them. Joey's supposed to be with us. I feel like we probably don't have Joey. He's also a much bigger threat than Candy. We should definitely work on keeping Candy at this point, right?
Yeah. So, okay, now we're starting to get a little bit of strategy regarding the vote coming out of all of this. Because, yeah, like you said, we have this conversation with Tom and Cato in the gym where they're sort of working through all of these things. And Tom just, I felt so horrible for Tom in that moment because he was just like, well, she's saying that I'm sexist and stuff like that. Have we threatened people? Like, he had genuinely no idea what she was talking about. And Cato was talking about, well, I want to go talk to Lolo. And Tom's like, don't go talk to her. She'll just yell at you. I was like, oh, you poor.
Yeah, like, Cato in his apologetic mode is like, yeah, maybe I should go talk to Lolo. And that's going to go poorly.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah. Meanwhile, Joey and all of this, you know, he's in the conversation with Lolo and Natalie, and Ricky is out there. And so, of course, you know, Joey is like agreeing with everything. It's clearly like he's not with Tomato anymore. He's now on this side. But of course, he floats around a lot and does a lot of bathroom things as Bathman. So like, who really knows? But my favorite Joey moment was actually from earlier in the day after the yelling session happened. And it was Tom and Joey in the kitchen. And Joey was just like, why do we have so many coffee creamers out? It's like, Joey, there are more important things to be worrying about right now than all the coffee creamers out, okay? Stop this.
I mean, look, there's a lot of drama happening, I understand, but like, can we please keep the kitchen cleaner? Don't want the creamer. We don't want that out on the... We don't want ants, guys.
Well, yeah, but then... Okay, we'll talk about the Tamar and the cookies later. But yeah, Joey just has other priorities in his life.
So now the goal is, okay, if Cato, if you vote to keep Candy, if we get Dina to keep Candy, then we just need to get Tamar. If Tamar votes to keep Candy, it'll be a 3-3 vote. Tom will be able to break the tie in favor of keeping Candy. This is a very real possibility. There is, in the midst of all this drama, some genuine, we don't even know who's going to be evicted tonight. So that's nice. Tom and Cato have sort of rebounded a little bit in the strategic game with everything. When everything is blown up and everything is out in the open, your mistakes, everyone's starting over, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially the way I see it in the house right now, and we can talk about where we think Tamar is going to fall, because I think Tamar is really in the swing vote position for this, because essentially you have Ricky, Lolo, and Natalie that are all going to vote to evict Candy and keep Joey. And then on the flip side, you have Dina and Cato that are going to vote to keep Candy and evict Joey, which leaves Tamar essentially in a swing position, because if Tamar makes it a tied vote, 3-3, voting to keep Candy, then Tom would break the tie in their favor to keep Candy. So really, in terms of the strategy, this all comes down to Tamar watch, which I guess I'm here for.
Yeah. And Tamar, for her part, as we'll talk about, is basically impossible to predict.
Oh, my goodness. OK, so literally, Taryn, I was trying to say, OK, for the update, I got to know what side, how the vote is going to go, because we've got the episode tonight. And I was like, OK, Tamar's on this side. 20 minutes later, Tamar's on this other side. 20 minutes later, Tamar's back on this side. That compounded with all of her crazy behavior previously. I mean, genuinely no idea.
Yeah. So anyway, we continue on here. Cato does go and he tries to talk to Lolo. He's like, I should go talk to Lolo. He goes to go into the bedroom that Lolo sleeps in. And he's like, hey, Lolo, I just want to get out of my room. Get out of here. I don't want to see you. Ricky, get him out. Get him out, Ricky. Hey, production. Production, yeah. Get Cato out of my room.
And then Ricky comes as the bouncer to like get Cato out of the room. And you see Cato kind of backing up, like backing away as she's yelling for production. Scene's cut. Oh, my goodness.
Production.
Like, I just wonder what production, what would they have done in that moment to get Cato out of the room? Does she think that they have, I don't know, some bodyguards that can just hop in and drag Cato out of the room? And he's just trying to come in and apologize and like clear the air too.
Oh boy. Oh man. So that happened. Cato is, Natalie is then going to talk to Tamar. Tamar, who's been mostly out of this so far, she's kind of been like doing her own thing. But Natalie's going to get her up to speed, and they're going to talk some trash about Tom and Cato, of course. And then Tamar is going to drop some hints here. She's like, so how much can we really trust Joey?
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there. Do you think he'll go back to the guys after this, to Tom and Cato after all of this, if we keep him and then he goes back to the guys? That would be pretty bad, right? Ned is like, nah, we don't need to worry about Joey.
It's definitely not going to happen. So I'm not a betting woman, but if I were, there are these little hints, like you mentioned, that sort of indicate where Tamar is leaning towards. So one is, can we really trust Joey? You know, do we really think he's with us? And of course, Lolo and Natalie are like, well, we have Tom and Cato to worry about. You know, why would we even focus on Joey when we have Tomato to worry about? And then, you know, Tamar's like, okay, yeah, well, but, you know, I really was able to repair my relationship with Candy. And I feel really good about where we are now, because we essentially came into this house as enemies and now we're on the same page. And, you know, Ricky, Lolo and Natalie are all, oh, yeah, but she'll be fine with it. It's just a game. She understands. So these little things from Tamar that are sort of hinting about the fact that she doesn't want to vote out Candy, that might indicate where she's voting.
It could. It very much could. Cato is going to talk to Dina and tell her we need to keep Candy. We need to that's what we got to do. If we can get Tamar's vote, then we'll be able to break the tie in her favor. Dina is like, all right, yeah, cool.
Yeah. What is so funny is, so Cato uses the logic of, well, Joey is a bigger comp threat. To Dina, which I think makes sense. But then, you know, this whole idea of, well, Joey's the bigger comp threat and Candy is easier to beat in competitions. Candy finds out that that's the reason why they're voting out Joey. And Kato is not, I mean, doesn't even think, like, oh, maybe you should say it's because Candy, we really like you. We want to work with you. It's because you're easier to beat in competitions. Yes, that can be the logic in your head, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the logic that you should tell somebody why you're keeping them in the house. But it seems to, honestly, it kind of seems to work out in his favor. So in terms of gameplay, I think I don't even know what they're doing.
Yes, it's... Who knows? We're then going to get a Natalie and Lolo conversation. There's just some interesting stuff in here. Natalie says who cares if Kato is trying to apologize? They could never apologize. It wouldn't even matter if they apologize after what they've done.
How they've betrayed us, because they would have honored the four if Tom and Kato had honored the five. Yeah. Of course, it's not their fault. It's Tom and Kato's fault because they didn't honor the five.
Yeah. Natalie says it doesn't even make sense because technically we weren't even working with Ricky. He just like had our backs. And yeah. Obviously, we're going to choose Ricky over those two assholes, like, obviously, but like, it doesn't make any, like, they're just assholes at this point, is basically what's going on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There were just some really just quotes that really pushed it in. This is where it starts to get in sort of the nasty direction, because of course, you know, Lolo is saying, well, I'm disgusted that, you know, these guys don't believe in the strength of women and they only partnered with us because they thought that they could beat us. And it goes back to the whole male chauvinist thing.
Yeah. The only reason they teamed up with us is because they thought we were weak and easily manipulated. And they could beat us. And like, if you flash back to the conversations Tom and Kato have, like, alone about the women, they're like, we just really love them. And like, I would just love to get to the end with them and then duke it out. Like, that would be great. Like, they really just genuinely wanted to get to the end with those two women because they liked them. They thought they were strong. They wanted everyone to get to the end together. It was just, Tom had his thing with Ricky.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's all because Tom and Ricky didn't get along. Well, I don't know. I think it could have blown up anyway. But this was
hopefully
Ricky and Tom. Yeah, exactly. But Tom and Ricky, that relationship was definitely the catalyst for this whole thing falling apart. But yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Like, the reasons that Lolo was using was crazy.
My favorite part of this conversation is how they both were talking about, you know, this game. You need people to vote for you in the end. You need jury votes in order to win. And there is no way that we would ever vote for those two guys. And nobody else would either. They have lost all of their jury votes. They can't win the game. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Kool-Aid Man. No, it was because Tom and Kato have betrayed every single person in this house. How dare they? Meanwhile, go to Twitter and see Jonathan Bennett liking tweets about, like, oh, Lolo Jones always the victim, all the anti-Lolo Jones tweets. Like, I mean, sounds logic, but applied in the wrong way, Lolo.
It's this kind of stuff, you know, that it just really makes you feel okay with a bitter jury when you know that the people that are going to be voted against would have definitely been bitter jurors and in fact are advocating for a bitter jury. They just don't realize that they're the problem, not the people they're complaining about.
Well, it's so hard because if you're doing it for strategic reasons, if you're going to betray someone for a strategic purpose that will further your game, I feel like that then, you know, somebody's going to be a bitter juror against that. Okay. You know, like, come on, get over it. It was just a game. But Lolo just is so personal it's so unnecessary sometimes. And I could see somebody being quote unquote bitter against that because doesn't seem to be related to gameplay necessarily.
Honestly, everyone knows my thoughts on jury votes and everything. If the jury voted against either Natalie or Lolo, I would personally declare them not a bitter jury, not even a bitter jury at all. Because here's the thing. They have asked for it. They've advocated for people to not vote for people who betray people. They're not even playing a good game. They're just,
no.
They just happen to maybe be in the best spot in a house where nobody's good. And they're also just like terrible. And the things that they're saying are ridiculous. It's just, I'm full on saying it is not even a bitter jury at all if they vote against these people. If Dina wins over them, that's because Dina played a better Celebrity Big Brother game. And I'm very serious about that.
Yes, because, you know, we talk about, oh, somebody who did nothing versus someone who did a lot of good things, but maybe also did some bad things. You know, where does it even out? Lolo and Natalie Marie, especially Lolo, are just on the negative side. And Dina's on the did nothing, just kind of like hanging out. And that is overall a more positive and better game, I think, in this situation. So I would co-sign that.
All right. So that happened. We're not even at the end of this. We haven't even gotten to like the worst part yet.
Okay.
Candy and Tamar are going to have a conversation. Candy is going to let us know that, hey, I am still the like only sane person in this house, just in case anyone was wondering. I mean, it's kind of weird that Lolo and Natalie are complaining about this stuff when they were talking about backdooring Ricky for a week, and now all of a sudden it's popped up. Like, okay, sure, and all sorts of stuff. Candy again, just proving to be the rational one. I listened to Ross Matthews did an interview with Jonathan and with Ryan. Jonathan seemed to really respect Candy as one of the only sane people in the house. If Candy does stay this week, guarantee you, I was wondering if she could get the votes in the end, especially after the events of yesterday. She would win unanimously, I think. So watch out for that. I mean, I think anyone would win unanimously against these women at this point. So anyway, Candy, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is so hot. Like, I props to Candy, I will say, because it's so easy to be influenced by the people around you and the behaviors that are going on around you. And the fact that Candy is just like, bitch, I ain't got time. Like, what is going on? This insanity. But still then being willing to play, like bringing it up to Tamar, the fact that, well, if they were going to, you know, if Lolo and Natalie knew about this, you know, backdoor plan for 2 weeks, why are they bringing it up now? So still getting into the strategy. I really, really hope Candy stays.
So Candy now knows that she needs Tamar's vote, that if Tamar votes for her to stay, then it will be a tie and Tom will keep her. So she wants to know, hey, are you going to vote for me to stay, Tamar? And Tamar says, yes, I will vote for you to stay no matter what.
Yes.
Boom, Candy's staying. That's it. Case closed.
Done deal. Shut it down. Turn the feeds off. We know what's going to happen tonight. Totally done. And yes, I am definitely going to do it. For sure. It's totally solid. Yeah, we're
that's,
done.
That's it. Meanwhile, Natalie, Ricky and Lolo are like, is Tamar going to vote with us? Because she doesn't vote with us. That might be bad. We need Joey in the house. He's like a lot better at winning competitions. He's going to go against the guys. Candy's going to have to make a deal with the guys to stay. That would be bad. How do we convince Tamar to keep Joey? We need to, they're coming up with a bunch of different arguments of like, Joey's better at competitions. Candy's going to make deals with the guys, all of this stuff. I tweeted out, you guys are going about this all wrong. Just start a group conversation about what makes people relevant. And then boom, Tamar's going to be like, I am voting against her no matter what. Because that's what happened last time.
Yeah, exactly. You got to know, you know, that's the thing. You got to play the people that you're with. You got to recognize what it is that would convince them to do certain things. Most people, it's logic or even just simple emotions. But no, it's all about being relevant for Tamar. That really should have been the argument. You're right.
Yeah. So they bring Tamar in. They explain to her all of this stuff like, hey, you know, Joey is much more useful. He's, you know, all of this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Candy's got to make a deal with the devil in order to stay. And Tamar's like, I hear what you're saying. It makes sense. But on an emotional level, I can't do that to Candy. I don't want to ruin this relationship that we've sort of mended a little bit. I don't want to do that. And they're like, it's not about the relationships. This is a game. She'll understand, just like we understood when Tom did something. So it's totally cool. You know, you'll definitely be friends after, just like how I told my social media manager to block Tom on all social media platforms. We're definitely going to talk afterward, just like you and Candy. they're really making a convincing argument.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? She's going to be fine. You guys have already repaired your relationship. Totally fine. It's just a game. It's just a game. Lolo. It's just a Lolo saying, oh, it's just a game. Oh, it's just a game. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. That's how you were behaving earlier. Yeah, just a game.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, but she'll understand. And look, you have to make this move. She's going to work with the guys. And Tamar's like, okay, if she's going to work with the guys, that does change things. I have a reason. I'll be able to tell her my reason. I can ask her straight up. And if she says she's going to work with the guys, then I'll be like, then I'm sorry. I got to vote you out. And they're like, well, I mean, she's not going to tell you what you want to hear. She's not going to give you the reason. Like, she's going to deny it, obviously. She's like, whoa, no. Like, it's a game. Her back is against the wall. Nah, she wouldn't lie. It's not lying if her back is against the wall. She has to do it.
Yeah, this is really great. This happened a couple times. So it's no Licky. Lolo, Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky.
Okay, yes, I did ask for a name. You suggested No Licky. Yeah. That to me, I don't know. I also got a No Loki suggestion, which I feel is just a little less suggestive. I don't know. Maybe we can put a poll out there.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe you could put your poll up on No Licky.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Wonder if people want the No Licky nickname on the poll.
Anyway, so No Licky is in the room and they're talking to Tamar, and Tamar a couple times does that thing where, I'll just ask Candy. I'll just see, you know, if Candy tells me, yes, I'm going to work with the guys, I would be okay if you voted me out. Then Tamar says, yep, I'll be totally fine. And both times you can see the other three just be like, ooh, like, okay, but no, but that's definitely what would happen. But just don't ask her. So you could tell that they were hesitant about any conversation happening between Tamar and Candy.
Yes. So what happens is Tamar goes to Candy and Tamar's like,
exactly.
Hey, so are you going to, have you made a deal with the boys, with these guys?
The devil.
With the devil? And Candy's like, no, of course not.
Yeah, exactly. And see, this is where earlier when Kato was saying we want to keep Candy because she's easier to beat, not because, oh, we really like Candy, we want to work with Candy. It actually is in his favor, because Candy says, yeah, they're only keeping me because I'm easier to beat and because Joey is more of a competition threat. It works for Tamar. I mean, this is a lot like Tamar. This is what Tamar wants to see. The fact that, they're not working together. And Candy straight up says, yeah, I'm not working with the boys.
Yeah. Also, like, Dina's involved in this conversation a little bit. Like later, and they're like, yeah, we need to stick together and keep Candy. And Dina's like, yeah. Which is like what she does with everything. Anytime anybody proposes her anything, she's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. And if somebody had run in, you know, if she had had some glasses of wine, she would have run into the shower. I've been showering for 25 minutes. So this is where, you know, those three women sort of, I guess, get together-ish. If we can bring in one of the boys, we'll have all the power.
Yeah. Tamar promises Candy, I'm going to vote to keep you. I'm going to tell the women that I'm going to vote you out, but secretly, I'm going to keep you. Okay, there it is. Candy's safe. End of story. Yes.
Confirmation. End of story. Confirms what we saw, even though there was a brief time where she was saying, oh, okay, I'll vote Candy out, but we'll just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah. So there we go. She promises she is going to lie to the women. She's going to keep Candy safe. Her next conversation is with Joey, and she wants to make a final two with it. Okay, hold on. So Tamar's talking to Joey. Right after this, and she's like, look, Joey, Candy just, I wish I could keep her, but she doesn't understand this game. So look, if I vote to keep you, will you work with me? It's like, yeah, of course. She's like, will you you'll take me all the way to the end? 100%. I'm serious about this. I am dead serious. I will do this. Final two, then. We're good. All right. So now she's made a final two with Joey. She's promised Candy that no matter what, she'll keep her and that she's going to lie to her allies about it. I don't know.
No idea. At first, when this conversation started, I thought it was just, you know, Tamar starting this strategy of, okay, I'm going to tell the girls that I'm voting to keep Joey, but really I'm going to vote him out. I'm going to keep Candy. And I thought that that's where this conversation was going to go. No, it got very serious. And Tamar essentially trying to reaffirm with Joey that, yes, indeed, we are a final two. We are going to the end together. I'm sorry, what? This don't make no kind of sense, but I guess this is what's happening right now.
Yeah. So who knows? And honestly, not only is Tamar up in the air right now in terms of who she's going to vote for, I don't even know who Dina's going to vote for.
No one knows. No one really knows. I mean, if I had to say, I would probably think that she would vote to keep Candy, but
I think so. But like, again, like, she's kind of all over the place. I think we could be the last person that talks to her.
Yeah, I mean, really, it could be. And that was kind of how I felt about Tamar, was it's going to be the last person that talks to Tamar also that might be able to, you know, sway her to vote one way or the other. And it was so funny because Joey and Tamar had an interaction a little bit before this where Tamar was eating the cookies that Joey requested, and Joey got mad about her eating the cookies, even though he offered them to her for her to have some. And then Joey goes and he takes the cookies and he hides them in his drawer in his bedroom. And he was muttering something about, like, you can't have these. So the Bathman is really protective of his Whole Foods cookies, but then makes a final two with Tamar. So maybe he'll share the cookies in their final two deal.
Gotta keep my cookies in my Batcave. Nobody can get them.
Alfred, where are my cookies? Yeah.
That's Bring definitely. Me the cookies. Clean up the crumbs on your way.
Why do we have so many coffee creamers out? Yeah, that's the Bathman for you. Oh my God, I just spent so much time watching Joey, like, in the bathroom. So that was the extra punishment of today.
Puya in the chat says, from Bathman to the Cookie Monster.
C is for cookie.
Yep,
you better clean it up.
You should really get into children's songs, Karen, in the off season.
Oh, man. All right. So Tamar and Kato have a conversation. She is mad about the table pounding. What was the table pounding about? I was trying to get her attention. You pounded it twice. I think I pounded it once. No, you pounded it twice.
No, it was only once. I was just trying to get Lolo to pay attention to me. So I made one. It was one time to get her attention. So it was once.
No, it was two times to threaten.
She was threatening her. Oh, my God. Yes. I could not believe I was watching an argument about how many times a man had hit a table. But then I had to know, so I had to go back and watch it.
Bill Hall says, once is benign, twice is genocide.
So true. One time you hit the table. This is like shame on, or like, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, like shame on you kind of deal. Slam the table once, shame on me. Fool the table twice, shame on you. I don't know. Fool the table, slam on the table. Yeah, it's been a long day. It was a crazy day of feeds. Whatever. Yes,
and anyway, he says, look, I was hurt. I was betrayed. Uh-oh.
No. He said he was betrayed. You cannot be betrayed. No.
It ends. It's a whole cycle of we got to repeat about a whole argument about why Kato was not betrayed, why he's the betrayer, the ultimate betrayer, the man who must not be named, the guy that is bad and should be kicked out of the house. We get a whole new cycle of it because he said that.
Yes, he said the B word, betrayed. Should not have done that. Oh, my goodness.
And so now, in retaliation, Lolo decides, hey, Tamar, you know what's even worse about Kato? He compared you to Miss Cleo.
Yes. Done. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So Miss Cleo is a black woman who wears scarves on her head. And that is why Kato made the comparison. And that is really, I mean, this really sets Tamar off because she feels like he is being racist, comparing her to somebody who, you know, they look similar in the sense that they have the same skin tone and they wear the same head garb. That's where it came from.
Yes. And I think there are very real cases to be made that this was definitely an insensitive remark, or a joke, and that Kato should apologize, and that yes, like this is genuinely, you know, could be considered offensive. I think there's been a lot of debate about it, whether or not it is. But either way, if Tamar takes offense to it, then I think it's something that should be apologized for. Kato actually does apologize for it, but Tamar does not accept the apology. Tamar says that he is a racist, sexist, pompous, misogynist asshole. I don't accept your apology.
Yeah, my favorite was pompous out of all of the insults. Because you've got like racist, sexist, asshole, pompous. Oh! How dare she call him pompous? But yeah, and of course, this is another time where there's an argument happening off camera, and I'm just listening in while watching Joey groom himself.
Yes. And so the feeds, the people in charge of the cameras and the show do not really like this anymore. They're like, this drama has become a little too much. And so they want to avoid showing it. I do not expect this to make the show.
Yeah, there were a lot of feed cuts, a lot of feeds being down. They hit that button once, twice. I don't even know how many times, but it definitely brought feeds down because this was something that they, yeah, just clearly did not want everybody to see. So I don't know what that means, but we're definitely not going to see it on the edited show. That's what I do know.
Yes. So it's a very messy situation. It continues to devolve into name calling and apologies and not accepting apologies and yelling and threatening and just really just puts a nice little bow of terribleness on the whole day.
Yeah, I thought, okay, feeds are kind of calming down. We're kind of getting back to strategy. And then, I don't know, the Miss Cleo thing happened. And it was, I mean, it was loud. Like, I thought Lolo was yelling loudly earlier. Tamar was very, very upset. Like, this is beyond an apology. It's unacceptable for you to speak to me this way. I, like, pompous. Pompous, racist, sexist asshole. How dare Kato? Crazy.
Yes.
It was insane.
It's bad. It is bad. So that's what's going on in the Big Brother Celebrity House. Yay.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Poor little Ryan was able to make it out before this craziness came down.
Another instance of Joey having the right priorities here. When he goes and talks to the women to make sure that they know he's still on their side, he's like, you know, and the worst part about it is last night I was just trying to take a shower and they were just like, hey, can we just talk first? And he's like, oh, I just want a shower. I just want a shower.
Bathman stuff is no joke. And there was another funny Joey moment yesterday when he takes a felt like 17-hour long shower, but it was a really long shower. And then Dina comes in to try to take a shower. She's like, oh, the water's cold. Like, yeah, Joey used up all the hot water. No more hot water in the manor.
Oh, man. So I believe after Joey was in the shower, Dina was not able to get any hot water.
See?
She was mad.
It's because Joey had to make his head super shiny, and that takes a lot of hot water.
And Tom and Kato were like, okay, here's the plus about getting Joey out of the house. You can finally have the HOH bathroom to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, that was so funny because Tom locks the bedroom door. He's like, well, when Joey comes up to try to use the bathroom, I'm going to tell him no. Oh, no. So I had to watch Joey downstairs for hours.
So also some people, like I said, Dina's vote is kind of in the, a lot of people in the chat really feel like she has flipped because she got mad at Tom and Cato late at night. I don't know how solid that is. But like I said, her vote could theoretically be up in the air. I mean, I think more on that today when we watch, and we will, you know, we will see how it goes tonight, on the eviction. Anything else, Liana?
Not that I can think of. I mean, feeds are going to be down a lot today because we do have the show tonight. So I'm going to be looking for any little hints that I can pick up during the day about how things might be going before we have feeds go down, because we might be blindsided. This might be an audience blindside coming out tonight.
Yes. So... yeah, who knows where Tamar's going to be? If my guess is that Dina will vote with the guys, but theoretically she might not. We could see Candy stay. We could see Joey stay. Honestly, I was rooting for Joey to stay. I think I'd still probably lean that way, even though I like Candy as like a person more, just because Candy still hasn't really brought much. But at this point, I'm almost like, if Candy brings some sanity to the house, maybe that's better. Maybe even like, I don't know if we need more drama. So maybe Candy is the better option. I'm not even sure at this point. It definitely would help, though. It would be fun if, what I'm really hoping for is that if Tamar does keep Candy, that she goes along with the plan of not telling the women first, so that the women feel feel some actual betrayal for the first time.
That would be real betrayal.
Because here's the thing about Natalie and Lolo. They talk so much about how they're constantly betrayed. They've never touched the block. They've never been betrayed in the house. People have talked about it, but there have been tons of opportunities for their allies to betray them. They've never actually gone through with it. They don't know what it's like to have the feeling of somebody actually stabbing you in the back.
Yeah, exactly. They've been safe because of Tom and Cato. In what way have they been betrayed by Tom and Cato? I would love, oh my gosh, in an ideal world, Cato wins HOH and puts up Natalie and Lolo. That would make me so happy. I would just so be here for it. In terms of who's going home, I want Candy to stay because I'm rooting for Tom, and I would think that would be fun. But on the other hand, I really like what Joey is bringing to the house, because, you know, I think when we talk about, oh, Candy is the most sane person, completely agree. But Joey is also not, I mean, he's kind of feeding into a little bit of the drama, but not so much. And he's bringing me some wonderful jokes.
Yeah,
so.
Like he's crazy in a fun way.
Yes,
like,
exactly. He's crazy in a fun way. Perfect.
We I think like 75% of the laughs we got in this update were straight from Joey. So that's a very good point. I'm torn. But if Candy stays, if she stays because Tamar betrays the women, I think that would be fun because they'd experience actual betrayal. And I think it would also kind of create three different factions in the house with No Licky as one faction. You got Tamar and Candy and maybe kind of Dina, but also kind of not. And then you've got Tom and Cato with kind of Dina. And so with three different factions in the house, I feel like we've got some more game to be played, and that might be fun as well. So who knows? Either way, we're going to stay positive. You know, we're going to rise above their negativity, and we're going to be hopeful for the future.
Yeah, if this was the Black Mirror episode where we had to do the choose your own adventure thing, I would actually be okay with choosing either, because I think both are going to give us just a different fun outcome. I'm beyond excited for the episode tonight. I cannot wait to see what happens.
I think worst case is that Tamar decides to keep Candy, tells the women. The women are like, oh, we can't change your mind. We'll keep Candy too. And then it's like a unanimous vote. That would be the worst case, I think.
Well, that option wasn't on my screen for choosing. So I'm going to pretend like that didn't happen.
Charlie Brooker would never.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us. I hope that you were able to experience some joy from this, even if you were as depressed as I was watching the feeds yesterday. So, you know, as bad as it gets in there, we will always have fun out here. That is the rule.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So much fun, because I have to go put away some coffee creamer right now. Thank you, Joey, for reminding me. I just appreciate all the little things that happen in the house.
Yes. All right. So the eviction will be tonight, I believe, at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we will, of course, be here to recap the episode, talk about what's going on. And then I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And, of course, also what happens after the eviction. Who wins the HOH? What's going to happen? Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Choose your own adventure. Or Tamar chooses her own adventure. Chooses the adventure for all of us.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find Liana at Liana Boris. And yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.